The ongoing refugee crisis is revealing cracks and flaws all throughout Europe and the Mediterranean. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today we're examining the silver lining on this story, and we often talk about action points, so we'll have a few of those along the way too. The refugee crisis is pushing nations on both sides of the Mediterranean to their breaking point. Some analysts say another 1 million refugees will come to Europe once the weather warms. European leaders are pressing Turkish leaders to halt the flow of refugees, but they're too busy saber-rattling with Russia to pay much mind. In the midst of it all, the Lord is at work. More from MNN's Katie Harth.
I spoke recently with a Faith Comes By Hearing worker who's involved in Middle East outreach. We can't mention his name for security reasons, but he says many refugees are turning away from Islam because of what terrorists like ISIS are putting on display. But here's the really sad part. Because they don't have contact with anyone who can tell them about Christ, many Muslims are becoming atheists. It's going to take a lot of prayer and some help with funding to get God's word to refugees. Are you up for the challenge? Connect with us at our website. For Mission Network News, I'm Katie Harth.
Let's not forget about Christians who are persecuted worldwide. Alexa McDowell with E3 Partners travels to persecuted areas. And in her travels, she's learned some important lessons.
There was that song that was really popular for a while. I can't remember the tune right now, but give me faith, you know, to step out, you know, in places that I can't see. But I think that's where we meet the Lord, and we see him work in a supernatural and a powerful way is when we step out of our comfort zones, when we step out in faith.
Yet stepping out in faith means first being informed of the need to do so.
There's a lot of good missions-minded organizations that are trying to get out a different perspective, you know, as opposed to the news. So Mission Network News is a great resource. We've got the Christian Broadcasting News Network. We've got Christian Aid Mission. E3 Partners does a great job too. Just from around the different regions of the world, getting out the stories of what God is doing.
Learn more by visiting missionnews.org. Nagaland is the part of northeastern India with a reputation for being treacherous and untamed. Yet hundreds of pastors and church planters from Tibet, Bhutan, Burma, and Bangladesh braved epic floods to get there. Why all the trouble to go to a place called No Man's Land? Global Advance says because God met them there. Because they got encouragement and training at a frontline shepherds conference, and because now 500 new churches will get their start. Our next story connects similarly in both the region and purpose. World Mission's Bangladeshi contact Robneth recently got a shipment of The Treasure, solar-powered digital audio Bibles. He focuses on the tea garden workers and their families. Since many can't read, audio Bibles introduce them to God's Word. The treasures can even do the talking when Robneth's voice gives out. $50 could impact 144 oral learners with the gospel. We'll point you to our website in a moment. A ripple effect is powerful. World Missionary Press is experiencing something similar with scripture booklets getting into some of the most violent parts of Latin America. Why? People want to bring peace to gospel-starved areas. WMP's Helen Williams.
How it helped is people who are willing to go into areas where violence is in control and reaching people in their homes and establishing a believer's center and a gospel presence, which will spread throughout the region. They're going to the prisons. They're going into the rough areas. They're facing up to the drug lords. And the churches are being emboldened, and I think that is the key. And whole communities are being transformed, that those that would do violence are no longer in control.
The booklets are reminding hurting people that there still is hope in Christ, and you can too. Donate scripture booklets and help the word spread to dangerous areas. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. What does it mean to be a child of God? How does that impact everyday life? Set Free Ministries is offering the booklet Who I Am in Christ. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.